Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Move With Us podcast. I know we have been a little bit absent, but I'm very excited to announce that we have refreshed the Move With Us podcast. And I'm very excited to announce a new host, which you will find out very soon.
But first, let's roll that intro.
Welcome to
the Move With Us podcast.
Girls, we are back in the hot seats of this podcast. We are the first to admit that it has been a little while. But before we delve into what we've been doing and where we've been, we want to bring our bestie into the conversation, the newest member of the Move With Us podcast, Morgan. Drumroll.
Are you there? That wasn't the worst intro I have ever heard.
I was like elevating, and then like I was like, I don't know where to go from there.
It's perfect. Well,
Morgan, soon to be cook.
Oh my gosh.
Morgan, soon to be cook.
Oh my gosh. We won't even start getting into that yet. But Morgan, tell us a little bit about yourself, as some of our members may not know you, most will. But let's talk all things Morgan.
Oh my goodness, I feel honored. Okay, so I am 24 years old, living in Brisbane, about to be 25, FYI, Sagittarius baby. And I grew up doing gymnastics. I grew up being super active. I played AFL football. I played heaps and heaps of different sports during high school, and I kind of have just always been super active. And then I went to uni once I finished school, did exercise science pre-phys, which I actually ended up dropping out of. That's a whole nother story. To pretty much pursue like my life on social media and to share my fitness ideas and how I train with the world, I guess. So then I obviously started building up a social media page. I met a whole heap of people through it, obviously, including you two gorgeous babes. And now it's kind of just taken off in the sense that we've obviously got this crazy thing going with Move With Us, and it's just such a cool place to be in. So always been an active person. Now I'm kind of taking it to the next level with the coaching perspective, which is amazing because I absolutely love coaching. So it's a little bit about me.
Obviously, you guys can see Morgan is a woman of many talents. But it's funny because I was thinking before I came on the podcast, I was like, how did we meet? And it's funny because it goes back way before I even really knew who Morgan was. I remember once my brother, we were talking about like fitness people on Instagram, and he was like, oh, do you know Morgan? And I was like, oh no, who's Morgan? And we started going through her page, and she was just doing this ridiculous, she is so athletic that it's unbelievable, and she makes it all look so easy. So you're like, oh yeah, I'll do a handstand. It's like, no, you can't, sister. So that was way before we even considered Morgan. I hadn't met her, and then I don't know how it happened, but you came back from the US and we decided to meet up and do a YouTube for your YouTube channel. And when we met up, we just really gelled. It was like we have just the same morals, the same beliefs. We're big family people. We are very lighthearted. We're fun. We don't take life too seriously. And I was like, I need to work with this girl in some capacity. I don't know how.
It's so funny to say that. Yeah, because I remember even Clayton reaching out, and he was like, hey, I'm not sure what you're willing to do with us, but Rach really wants to work with you in some capacity, so we're going to try and find a way. And there were a couple of things that you guys had asked about that kind of obviously like clashed with different things that I was already doing, and I had to turn down even though I so badly wanted to do it. And then we finally got to this, and I was like, I was in my hotel quarantine when I first heard about, like, when you guys first kind of reached out to me, and I was like over the moon. I was like, this is the best day of my life.
Considering this is after she had been detained for 16 hours.
Emotional roller coaster, that's for sure.
So yeah, we reached out, and obviously we were rebranding. We wanted to become something bigger than just Bodies by Rachel, and we couldn't think of anyone better. So we teamed up with Morgan. Obviously you have myself and Emma as your coaches, and we thought, why not turn this podcast into something that, number one, we're doing more regularly and consistently, and number two, it can just be like three girls chatting all things, not just health and fitness, relationships, obstacles, you know, there's life. So much that goes on in our lives that we don't share on social media because really you see such a minimal amount through stories and posts. So we want to connect with you
girls.
Yeah,
there's so much more behind the scenes that you can't really talk about in just one specific post or even necessarily voice on your stories. But to be able to sit in a room and chat and really like delve into things, that's what I love the podcast for.
I think all three of us are massive chatters too.
Yeah.
So I think we can...
Oh my God. I was already thinking we're going to have trouble here.
We're going to be talking over the top of each other. But that's all right.
They're going to be in for it.
This is Australian culture though. You just talk over each other. Like it's a thing. So I thought we could recap. Everyone could go around and just recap like where the hell have we been for the last couple of months?
What have we been doing? Where have we been?
So shall we start with Emma?
What have I been doing? I got engaged, but I feel like we did cover that over the last podcast for some of you who may have been listening.
But now what are you doing?
Well, I'm planning a wedding.
In 3 months, guys.
In 3 months. Not a shotgun wedding. I just need to say it.
She is not pregnant.
I'm not pregnant. But that's the first thing everyone asks. No, the borders have been closed. Morgan will touch on border issues as well within Australia. But we haven't been able to organise anything where Adam's family from one state and my family from another can get together for long enough to actually have a wedding without everyone having to quarantine. So we're finally at the point we've been given the green light. State borders open on the 17th of December, which means we were like, let's go. And plan a wedding on top of everything else that's being planned at the moment.
Why not?
Just throw it in the mix.
Yeah, why not?
And get started. On top of that, obviously, there's been a lot of changes with Move. We've got some exciting things coming in the new year that we're all involved in that requires a lot of planning. What else has been going on? A few holidays in the mix. We've had birthdays. Living life, enjoying it.
I feel like life is always busy. The older you get, the busier you get.
And the quicker it goes.
Yeah. Where have we been? Unsure.
Rach. Just flipping it over to you. What have you been up to?
Guys, I have been young, wild and free. I have been doing some travel. I have been really prioritizing like a lot of my relationships in my life, which has been super nice. I have been working a lot, so I'm always busy. We just launched CSB Swim. We've had probably several CSB launches. We've had Move With Us challenges. We've had a lot of changes at Move With Us and a lot of learnings from those changes. So it's been a really challenging couple of months, but I do feel like we sometimes in the hardest, I always say like in the most challenging times, you really grow the most. And as much as sometimes I'm like, why? I'm also like, just take it as it comes. And I'm just making the most of what I've learned from these times. And I'm excited to really go hard in 2022 with all the plans we have. Super excited to have Morgan back because it's so nice having the three of us.
Need you.
It's more because it's not like Morgan was based in the US. Like she was traveling everywhere. So even just like Wi-Fi or being able to create content, it wasn't super accessible. So we are super excited to have her back, obviously. And Steve, if you're listening, you could just live in Australia. That would be great. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Oh, he should. But yeah, that's pretty much what I've been up to. Morgan, tell us a little bit about you.
How can you recap it? I'll try and shorten it a bit because there's so much. But basically, I was just traveling. So I did long distance with Steve for like 10 months, almost a year in 2020. It's pretty much the whole of 2020. I didn't really see him. And then in April, literally after we shot everything and got everything ready for Move With Us, I started traveling and didn't really have a plan at all. But went to a different couple of countries. Honestly, whatever was open, we kind of did. Like we literally were just like jumping from place to place depending on what was available to us because I couldn't go to the US. I'm currently not allowed in the US on cert visa. And then Steve can't come here because Australia has so many restrictions. So that was literally the only way for us to see each other at least in the next year. Like if we didn't do this 8 months, it would have almost been, you know, like it would have been a year and a half that we hadn't seen each other. And I am not down for that. Shout out. Yeah,
you're good, but you're not that good.
100%. Shout out to the long distance relationship people, because that stuff is so hard.
That's a we need to do a podcast on that for sure.
And you've done it. Like it's not just
I did it for like 2 years.
Frustrating.
Oh, it's very the emotions in that journey itself is very, very hard.
I think you also appreciate it.
But a lot of people do it.
Like you appreciate so much more.
Oh, yeah. You look back. I still look back and I'm like,
I think it's one of the healthiest things for a relationship, especially at the start.
It's a challenge.
But also, how easy is it when you start seeing someone to just go from like, oh, we go on a couple of dates, the next minute living together every single night, and then you're not building a relationship with enough 100%. Communication, in my opinion, because it's like you're just coexisting straight away. And I think that long distance makes you communicate really well, appreciate quality time, and really get to know like, if you can last 8 months, like that's the real deal.
Yeah.
And Morgan soon found that out.
I mean, I remember even having a conversation with you, Rachel, and I was just like, honestly, this is like my tipping point. I'm like, if I wasn't all in right now, I would leave, but I'm not going to because I, you know, that's not what I want. Mm. Like I wanted to kind of push it out, but it was just so hard. So, and I agree. I think when you actually have to devote time each day to talk to them, you have to take into consideration their schedule, their time differences, like, you take a step back from just being with someone to actually being wholeheartedly invested in someone. Like long distance relationships is an investment. Yeah. But anyway, we'll talk about that on a different podcast. 100%.
Yes.
But yeah, so we just traveled. We went to a different few countries. We did Dubai to start with. Then we went Maldives, Greece, UK, and did some stuff with Gymshark for UK because obviously we're both Gymshark athletes. And then we went to Spain, then back to the UK, then Mexico. And we were in Mexico for like 2.5 months.
I feel like you're missing like a big thing that happened on the trip.
Oh, I got engaged. Yeah. I also got engaged.
She got engaged, people.
Em and I got engaged in like 2 weeks difference or something.
It was really close.
It was crazy.
Really I woke close. Up to a message. And Morgan's like, oh my God, sister, I'm engaged now too.
She said like two of us are taken or something. Yeah, something. Two out of three down. Wow. Locked and loaded. I'm holding the team together.
I mean, I don't give it long.
I can be the crazy
bridesmaid.
What's it called? Yeah.
That's a wreck. I just love it.
The one that is really like everyone's like, who is she? Collect her.
It's like the movie Bridesmaids. Yeah. You're the woman on the plane.
Thanks. Okay. I'm here to party.
Oh my god, I'm dying.
I will be that person.
I'm placing my bets now. I give you
not long.
I'm gonna say I reckon like 12 months and you'll be like I do. I'm allowed to say those things. Yeah, I'm allowed to predict.
100%. You are. I love that. But yeah, we just traveled and now I'm in quarantine. I have 6 more days left. When the podcast comes out, it'll be, I think I'll be out. Will I be out?
Yeah. Woohoo! She will be free, people.
So 6 more days left. And then... What is like the first thing you're going to do? Yeah. Like what's the very first?
Sushi.
Oh, you love sushi. That Brisbane sushi that I still haven't been to. I've got to come to Brisbane for it.
It's so
I love
good.
How it's food related.
Well, it's
love
it. That is that I can think of that I'm like, well, I will cuddle my dog. That's a lie. I'm not doing sushi. I'm going home to my dog. But we actually have to go straight from the Darwin facility, the quarantine facility, to the airport in like a special taxi or something, in like a COVID safe taxi so that you don't enter Darwin at all, because otherwise then I'll have to do another 14-day quarantine in Brisbane.
Oh my god. It's honestly ridiculous. It is so crazy.
Times are just like unprecedented right now.
That is also another podcast. But we're going to move on. We're going to do some questions about being a Move With Us coach. Mm-hmm. So what is our roles and what's our experience as fitness coaches? So
do you want to take this one first?
I'll start. Yes, I'm a So I went to university and studied business, marketing, and management, but then I decided to get my qualifications to become a personal trainer. And my role as a coach is like lots of different things, but one of those, for example, is programming, content creation, and then I obviously have to manage my social platforms with help from the team. And I obviously have a lot to do with, you know, the business side of things as well. But I absolutely love being a coach. I love training. It's always been a passion of mine. It feels easy. I love to learn. I'm always continuing to educate myself and learn. But I absolutely just like, yeah, love all things movement.
I feel that. You feel that?
You feel that deep in yourself?
Morgan, do you want to tell us?
Yeah, I'll jump in. So I mean, we're pretty much identical, Rach and I, other than like business aspects. Well, really kind of somewhat, but yeah, same but kind you, of thing yeah. in the sense that obviously a coach, I do the programming that I obviously provide Move With Us on more of the performance side of things. I'm actually an accredited strength and conditioning coach with Gymnastics Australia and all of training surrounding movement that has any kind of relation to Gymnastics Australia, which is really cool because it covers me for things like handstands, which you generally wouldn't know that you need to have an accreditation for, as well as things like pistol squats and all of those kind of crazy body weight exercises you see me do. That's all falling under strength and conditioning for Gymnastics Australia, which is cool. And then, yeah, just got some always doing more accreditations and things like that. I actually just signed up for a nutrition thing, which I don't usually touch on nutrition, but it's something that, I think it's good to have just in case. So doing Definitely. That, but yeah, literally just coaching. Definitely. I mean, I have quite a big background of coaching, but again, more in the sports side of things rather than just conditioning and strength work. But yeah, growing and learning, and obviously coaching with Move With Us is such a highlight. So very cool. On to you, Emma.
She's ready. I had a bit of a different start to like my working life. So touched on it briefly, but I actually like studied law and practiced law and then sort of moved over to personal training when Rach was doing her like HIIT camps. So they were like boot camps, all women boot camps in Townsville all those years ago. And that's kind of when I got accredited and became a personal trainer. And then it kind of moved online. My role's always kind of been very similar in terms of programming, coaching, you know, being someone who is there for the girls in terms of like questions and going back to sorting out macros and just, I guess, a bit of everything. Mm-hmm. And now it's very focused on more training, content creating, and yeah, just being the best coach possible, learning as much as possible. Training's always been a passion, I think we could say, of all of ours.
Oh, definitely.
So we're constantly learning. All three of us, we see something and we're like, we've got to try it. We've got to, you know, let's do this method.
I don't like to look at it as a job. I really look at it as a passion because I would do this even if it wasn't my job. I would be doing this.
Yeah. And a lifestyle, like it all fits into one.
Yeah. And I guess that takes us on to what is our favorite part of the job and what inspires us? Ooh, that the favorite part is hard. I really thrive off variety. I hate doing this exact same thing every single day.
Yeah.
So I like that our job does include like a mix of things. Like we might be doing some programming, sitting down, then we're outside filming content, and then we're in a team environment working with our team. Like it's a real nice mix.
No, like day is the same.
Inspiration would definitely come from my team, you girls, but also our community. Like whenever I'm feeling a little bit, oh, I don't really feel like doing that, I jump in our forum or I just read some of the amazing testimonials from our girls and I'm like, this is why we do what we do.
Yeah, 100%.
And we're super excited because we actually have an event at the end of January. So we will finally get a chance to reconnect with a lot of you girls again, which is going to be like absolutely incredible for us. And we have a couple of other community-based things planned whilst Morgan's back as well, which is exciting.
We haven't had an official Move With Us event yet.
No, it's our first one.
I just know, and Morgan.
I am so excited.
You're going to love it.
And
it's going to be epic.
It's going to be – I just envision it being better than anything we've ever done before and I just can't wait. I can't wait to talk to girls again.
I was going to say, I think all three of us thrive off like human interaction. Like obviously each human does, but I think like me as a coach or me as a person, I get a much better connection with people when I can actually face-to-face be talking with them. Social media obviously gets so crazy sometimes, especially when you've got, you know, hundreds of people, well, thousands of people on our community page. There's only so much you can get through. in a day's work. So it's so nice having events and stuff like where you can actually meet people that know things about you, and then you can also get to know them like on a personal level. And then those people actually, you know, those are the ones that you kind of go through and you're like, yeah, you know, the highlight of that day was meeting this person who's done 4 challenges and absolutely smashed her goals. And it's like, you remember that person?
Or seeing their Instagram. Seeing their Instagram and then they're this is me. Yeah. I'm like, oh, like it's I know. But Morgan, I want to ask you, we'll do like a couple of questions each, but the biggest challenge of this industry / job?
There's a few main ones for me in the industry anyway. But I think it's always kind of along the lines of comparison in a positive and negative way, I would say. Like when you compare yourself to someone in a positive way, and not, I'm saying like I'm better than her, I'm saying more like grabbing information off someone or getting inspiration from someone. Yeah, exactly. So I think that's like it comes as a positive and a negative, because you can get inspiration from someone. But I think in the industry, there's also a lot of negative things like, oh, I'm not as good as this person, or I'm not as fit as this person, or I'm not as determined as this person. And it's always something that can be overcome, but it's so much more than just deciding to get up and do it for that day.
I agree with that completely. Yeah. And, you know, the girls say this a lot to us, you know, they get caught up comparing their journey to someone else's. And, you know, even as coaches of you girls, we do the same thing. And it's really just about like navigating and understanding, okay, I'm having these thoughts. How do I, you know, reverse this, because it is very normal to compare, but it is really a dangerous sort of like rabbit hole that you end up going down, and it's not really where you want
to
be.
I think to a degree there'll be some comparison. I think the hardest but like best thing you can do is recognize that and kind of pull yourself out of it before it gets like too much to kind of handle.
It's so true. I think these days so many people are caught up in not feeling things, like stopping themselves from feeling things rather than just realizing that we're human. That's what happens as a human, taking it in and then adjusting how you react and how you let your subconscious think and what you actually do to action that moving forward. Like you can think one thing and do something else. And I think that's what a lot of people don't realize, is they're like, I don't want to be jealous, so I'm just not going to have that feeling at all, rather than just being like, you know what, I can be jealous about this, but how my actions moving forward look is up to me.
I love that. We fear emotion. Like we actually fear allowing ourselves to go through something, which is super, super important. But a lot of people think it's you're being weak. Like I'm weak because I'm jealous. It's like, no, you're jealous. That's fine. It's an emotion.
Yeah.
It's temporary.
And it's always surrounding. Yeah. It's always surrounding the negative emotions too. Like you said, like no one takes on happiness and goes, no, I can't be happy. Like it's always jealous or, you know, comparison or feeling sad and upset or feeling a little bit depressed and anxious or whatever it is, like
it's the uncomfortable feelings, isn't it? All right, Em, tell us a little bit about what is coming in the new year.
I feel like we could all add to this, but let's
start, keep it brief.
Let's just start with the fact that it is a brand new challenge in a style that has never been seen before with
the three of us.
The three of us.
We want to give you the most value that any challenge has ever given in the history of BBR/BBR. So stay tuned. We're not going to give too much away, but all three of us have been working on this and are continuing to work on this. You guys are going to see heaps of BTS once Morgan's out of quarantine. So we will keep you
updated.
All right, so we're going to finish with some rapid fire questions from our community. Are you ready?
Yes. 1, 2, 3.
I am. 1, 2, 3. What's your star sign?
I'm on the cusp of Leo and Virgo. So just to be difficult, I'm somewhere in the middle.
Awesome.
I'm a Sagittarius through and through. I'm like as Sagittarius as they come.
I am a Virgo. All right. What's your love language?
Quality time.
Mine's touch.
100%.
Oh, I am several.
You've got to pick one.
Yeah, I love affection and words of affirmation. And
what's your number? What's one that deals your friend? Quality time. You're not allowed to listen.
Just all.
Did you read the book? Like, do you, or did you just do like a test or something? Oh, you just feel like I'm a real mix.
No, I think that you are.
What I give, I'm acts of service. Yeah, acts.
Yeah.
I was just about to say acts of service.
I think you're words.
Yeah, I like words.
Rachel's words.
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah.
See, so, there you go.
Emma has.
Yeah, like if you were to have someone, you know, someone to give you a hug, to tell you that they're proud of the work you're doing, to tell you, like, to bring you a little gift
words.
Or to, you know, take you out on a date.
No to gifts.
You know, time. It. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely words.
So we're all different.
Yeah, I love that.
Mm, love it.
Okay. Dream holiday destination.
Anywhere that has a beach. Sunny. Bora Bora. Take me there. Greek islands.
Africa.
Yeah, I really want to go to South Africa.
Top of my list.
It's
yeah.
Been like my dream.
I agree.
Oh, so long. Okay, whose dog is the naughtiest?
Ooh. My dog's not naughty at all.
Maybe. Penelope. Yeah.
I feel like Nelly's a little bit cheeky. She's cheeky.
I literally had a photo of Rachel sent me, and it's like a Nelly on her table eating her food like 10 minutes before she got here.
Listen, guys, I have someone back at my house. I'm like, oh, can you look after Penelope for 2 minutes, like while I was out doing the podcast? I get a photo and they're like, I went to the toilet for a second and she's jumped up on the table and she's literally eating their food. So
it blows my mind that she can get those little legs up there. It blows my mind.
She is impressive. She really is impressive. Do you have any regrets?
No serious ones. I really, everything that's happened to me, I'm like, that's a lesson. I appreciate it. I've learned from it. Nothing heavy.
Probably like just small things. Like when I was little, I stole something from my dad, like little things like that where I'm like, obviously you learn from them. But again, what I think with regrets is like, you know, you have to feel regret as well. Like, again, that's another emotion that's a negative thing that if you don't feel it, then you're not going to learn from it. The only way that you learn from a regret is that you actually feel and understand why you regret something. So, there's a few.
That's
but
so true.
Yeah, letting someone cheat on me, going back to them, like stealing from my dad when I was little, like money from his tin, you know, little things like that where I'm like, that probably wasn't the best thing to do, but I still love
you. Yeah.
Okay. I have little ones.
Okay. There's a few little regrets there. I'm not going to lie. I've done a couple of questionable things in my life, but it's all a part of building character, right?
Yeah, true.
Okay. Yeah. 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 I'm the same. Yeah. Listen, there's a couple. What's something you failed at and what did it teach you?
I would say relationships. Like you fail with relationships with different people, for me anyway.
When you're like going through the end of a relationship and you're like, oh my God, I'm never going to find someone else. You're like, this is, you know, it's the right thing. Like deep down in your soul, you're like, you know, it's the right thing, but you're also like, I'm going to be alone forever. But then when you meet the right person,
you don't get that feeling.
And you're like, thank God I had the, like courage in me and the courage to know that it wasn't right for me.
To try again as well. Like obviously some people can get burnt really badly and then sometimes the next person that comes around in their life is the best thing that'll ever happen to them, you know?
I guess as well for me, just like basic situations where I'm like, I could have handled that better.
Yeah,
definitely.
They're things that really stick with me. Like if I regret how I've handled something and I didn't do it to my kind of standard that I hold for myself, then I'm like, oh, like I don't forget that. I'll remember that forever.
Agree. What is your ideal date night? Oh, I love – it depends. Like I love a dinner and a couple of drinks. Yes. Sunset, couple of drinks.
Like a late lunch.
But also love a movie night. Love going to
movies.
Love
the movies.
Yeah. Like gold class where you get all the food and you get like the delivery of the tea.
Once you go gold class, you can't go back.
Just like for a date night where you're like, you know, going
treat yourself. Treat yourself.
I just love that.
I spend that much money at the movies on snacks that I might as well go gold class. Like seriously.
Yeah, it's worth it. What was your first job? Brumby's Bakery.
Woolworths.
Represent.
Gymnastics coach. I know.
Oh, she went straight into it. What's your main focus in life right now?
Couple of things focused, like my wedding, my family, my job.
Yeah.
My relationships.
Everything.
The whole deal. That you put importance in your life.
Yeah.
I would say this sounds a little bit corny, but like being content with where I am. I'm always I could be doing so much more right now. And I like my focus right now is being like, wow, look at all these things that I have and that I'm doing and that I'm, you know, pushing and stuff. Like I want to be content now so that when I do grow, I'm even more content. And if I take a step back, then I'm fine with that too. Like I need to work on my contentment.
Agree.
Because I just...
Mine is like similar to that, Morgan, but mine's like being present. Oh, I find it so difficult with like I'm always so busy. I'm really working to become more efficient so that when I am spending time with people that I'm very present in the moment that's because that's like something that I'm really struggling with at the moment. So that's definitely.
I think you've done well. Just from conversations with you and knowing what you've been up to, like I feel like you're doing well.
All right. What's one thing you love about each other? Emma, go.
Okay, so I'm going to go each of you. So, Morgan, I love like when you walk into a room and like there's someone new there, and I felt like this when I first met you, your openness to just being so kind and warm, that really like when I first met you, I was just like, wow, like this girl doesn't know me yet is so opening, so kind, so warm, and just like really felt that from you. So I really that's so you grateful. Girl Rach,
Emma loves this shit.
She's like,
all right.
Well, Rach, you love it too, sis, because your words of affirmation, so get ready.
I do I love it.
Rach is like, okay, me.
So what about me now?
Rach, I just love that like beyond being my sister, just the relationship that we have and have been able to have for our entire lives. Like I feel very blessed that there's essentially someone in my life for the rest of my life that I just have and have such a close connection with that no matter what, I have that person. I feel like that's so important in a world where like connections are lost and people don't spend time with each other as much.
I was actually with someone last night and they were asking me like, do I want a boy child or a daughter first? And obviously I just want a healthy baby, but I was like, oh, I'm not going to lie. Like, I would love a sister because it's like forever having a best friend. And they were like, you know, that's really rare for a family to feel that way about each other. And I'm like, yeah, I guess it is. But for us, it's so normal, you know?
Isn't that so? So that actually continues on to mine, because one that I just want to say that's universal for the both of you is just the love and the support and the gratitude you have for your family. Like for the both of you, you know, your mom, your brother, each other. Like it's so nice to see, because these days, again, like you said, it is rare. Like it's rare for a family to have every person, like every member of that family, to just be so entwined into each other's lives. Like it's so cool to see. But individually, Rach, you're a hustler. Like I absolutely love that, you know, it doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter how crazy your life is. You still have time for your people while you're still running friggin' two businesses and doing your own stuff on the side. So I just think that's very, very like, just crazy. It's amazing. And you are like the kindest soul I've ever met in my life. I can't even exaggerate that. Like, like seriously, I've never heard you say one bad thing about any person. And that in itself is like crazy, because I'll be the first to say that I don't like everyone. And sometimes I voice those things. But I feel like you are literally just like this living angel. And I just so funny. But yeah, I did see a little fiery side of you when we were filming, and I freaking loved it. I freaking loved it. I was
Morgan's like
yes, Emma, yes. So good.
No, I definitely have a bit of a fiery side. 100%.
It's there. It just takes a lot to come out.
I'm all of that.
I'm like placid. Blows.
Yeah.
No, it's good. It's so good.
That's so
You've
funny.
Got such a good demeanor.
So, Morgan, for me, I love how humble you are. I think it's like, again, as we were talking about earlier, like it's not often you come across people where you're like, you are genuine. Like you are genuinely you. I've never seen, like, I love that you are yourself. You say what you think. You're very driven. You're very lovable. You're very likable. It's so funny because I have quite a few good friends and they're all in different like little pockets, but I've ended up now introducing every single one of them.
Yeah.
They are all friends.
You create,
so I've literally just like,
yeah.
Yeah. I've picked out. I'm like, you. And then I'm like, I know these people will get along. And at first you can always tell, like, you know, one friend's sort of like, oh, yeah. Like, you have another friend. And the next minute they meet, they're like, I love you, girl. I'm like, I should just be so a bloody true. Friend.
It's the whole idea of, like, you attract what you want. And then when you've got a whole group of people that you've attracted because of the person you are, like, the reason why you've attracted those friends, Rach, is because of the person you are. And then when every single person is so similar in the sense that they're, you know, they're genuine, they're kind, they're not, you know, it's not a group, friendship group that was just brought together at school.
No bad intentions.
It wasn't just brought together in a sport. Like, it's people that are actually choosing each other each day to hang out with and to spend time with. Like, that's just, I feel like that's just automatic.
And I feel, And I feel like since leaving Townsville, obviously I had to really, like, build new friendships.
Yeah.
And I think it was actually a really good thing in a way, because when you grow, you kind of outgrow a lot of your old friends. And it was a time for me to be like, well, you know, what kind of people do I want in my life? And it's been really awesome to find such incredible people.
Do you guys still have people back in Townsville that you're in contact with quite a bit?
Not really. No. Not really. We had a pretty small friend group when we left. And then, yeah, when we left, we sort of just, went our different ways sort of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a bit of a group.
I have some friends, but most of them don't even live there. Like, two are overseas, one's in Brisbane. Like, everyone's kind of separated.
And MZ, well, there's so much I love about Emma, but what I love most is she's, like, the most incredibly patient and, for me, a real, like, inspiration in my life, because I grew up just wanting to be like my sister. I just thought she was – if Emma was wearing Pocahontas, I was wearing Pocahontas. I would literally go to her ballet recitals in a ballet outfit, and, like, people were like, you don't even go here. And I was like, I want to be like my sister. So I feel privileged to have had someone who, like, I could always turn to for advice. I've never had to feel alone. She literally knows every single thing about me. Like, our partner, when we have partners, they're like, pretty much we know everything. You know those TikToks, and it's like, when you tell me your secret, and my husband. That's like me and Emma. Like, we are one.
That's what people miss out when you don't have a sister, and you don't have a sister as close as well. Like, obviously, I've never had a sister, and I don't have. I wouldn't say I have a girlfriend that I'm that close with. Like, I have girlfriends that I'm close with, but I just don't think you can ever kind of be as close as a sister.
Like, it's hard. Because it's unconditional, right?
Yeah.
Like, what's your current fitness goals finishing off the year and, I guess, going into the new year?
I just want to finish the year strong. So throughout the year, I've had series and waves of strength training, and things get busy and then it kind of drops off. But I just want to finish the year knowing that I've given this last couple of weeks my all. And really, you know, start next year with a good foundation.
Love that. I wouldn't say much different to that. Like, obviously mine, I have like certain skills that I'm working on, but nothing with a deadline. Everything skill wise that I do is just like, when I finally get it, I'll get it, but I'm not going to go overboard with my training yet just to get it by a certain date. So I'm just doing what I can right now, building that foundation, and then obviously going to continue it on. But I just can't wait to get home and be able to run again and swim at the pool and walk with my dog, like things like that. Consistent. I miss so much.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. 100%.
The small things, right? 100%. Mine is, I don't know what it is, but I always get this little like kick of motivation come end of November, December. Something about the holiday is just like, I don't know if it's summer and it's like vibey, I don't know, but I'm like, just I start to get a bit of a like want to, I guess, improve my fitness more. So I find at the end of the year, I always turn, like I always strength train, but I find myself doing a little bit more like HIIT and plyos and sort of just like mixing it up a little bit. I did the same last year. So I think, just like always pushing myself, challenging myself. But as the girl said, like this is a lifestyle for us. So we're just constantly working on becoming better people in all aspects, you know. So we're not too hard on ourselves, and we just sort of like, this, as we said, this is a lifestyle. So
take it as it comes and give it our best.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to finish the podcast here. Our first official Move With Us
so
podcast.
Exciting. Woo!
Thanks for tuning in, guys. We will see you on our next one.
Bye.
Bye.